This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots happening, lots going on. I got a surprise guest after the first break. Talk about a new game just for Christmas. It's a new card game called Victimology. We'll talk more about that after the break. But, you know, I was heartbroken to hear this today. I mean, seriously, I didn't. When I heard this, I didn't know whether I needed to go find me a safe room or what to do. But do you all remember this? Does this bring a warming to you? It shouldn't, but does this bring a warming to your heart? Seriously, remember this?
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. Comet and Cupid, Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall?
I'm not singing this. It's not happening. You know what I'm saying? All right, but if you know it, feel free.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
Everybody.
Very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say.
Well, you nasty, nasty, nasty parents. Every one of you that actually let your kids listen to this, you're just bad. According to the Huffington Post, the message is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer sending to our kids. What are they telling our kids? How bad is this? I mean, again, when you start letting millennials run crazy with this stuff, as they do over the HuffPost, this is what happens. When my aspiring 14-year-old author-to-be client suggested that he wanted to write an article on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and how it sucked, from the point of view of himself, he has someone with autism, and his mom said, sure. My client's first draft was basically his take on the story, and I loved it. When I showed it to my wife, she was filled with horror that someone had been pooping on her beloved Rudolph. I suggested to my young author that he preface the story with a bit about himself for context, and I asked him to give us the version of the story that he would have preferred at the end. You know, what's really funny about this is they go through the story. He says, as being one of the people on the autistic spectrum, some things that others find enjoyable, I see in a very negative way. However, certain things that are perceived unpleasant to some are very the same thing that I see the beauty and genius of. Period. They'll just stop there for a second. So he's admitting that people are affected differently by different movies, different videos, different lessons, if you would. So we do have a difference of opinion. We do have a different way of looking at things and or being affected by things, right? So most people think that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is an innocent Christmas tale. He says, however, I think that is sending a very bad message to our children. Now, before I go on with this, think about it. Here's some, you know, if you want to really, really try to paint a picture, right? You've got someone that's being bullied for being different, right? Everybody's on their case. Their parents were bullied for having a different sort of child. And yet at the end, that different child saved the day. That different child stood up to those boys. That different child became successful. Maybe that's what scares them. Maybe what scares them is the fact that adversity was turned into a wonderful thing. And maybe their kids aren't experiencing that, and they don't want their kids to feel bad. The story starts out with a reindeer with a dysfunctional nose. That causes him to be considered a misfit. Immediately when Rudolph is born, his parents feel ashamed by his nose. Okay, got it? Because of Santa's threat, Rudolph's parents become scared and try to hide Rudolph's nose so he would not make the sleigh team. Now, of course, Rudolph did not like the nose hiding and was forced to keep it a secret. Whenever he complained about the discomfort, his father would scold him. Terrible, nasty parent. At one point in his story, instead of fighting Santa and demanding for the abuse to end, Rudolph gives in and lets Santa exploit him for an even further extent of time. After that, though, Rudolph is treated nicely as long as he lets himself be exploited for years to come, and the story ends on that bombshell. What do you have to smoke to come up with this? See, the parents should have been sitting speaking to this child. I get it, it's something different, but you know what? Not everybody's going to be nice to you. I don't care whether it's autism. Look at when you look at me in the camera, I have one eye that goes in a different direction. Okay? Do you not think that people made fun of me as a child? Do you not think that through my adult life people made fun of me? If I took on the mindset, if I took on the behavior of some of the millennials of today, I don't know, you'd have to have me locked up in a rubber room somewhere. You'd have to have me watched and take all my guns away and make sure I had no baseball bats or knives, according to today's standards. I was taught to cope with it. I was taught to deal with it. One of my uncles once said to me, look, you can't fix stupid people. You could beat them up. You could do it. It's not going to fix them. They're still going to be stupid. They're still going to be mean. They're still going to be ignorant. Right? So instead of showing them how bad the cartoon is and how bad it makes you feel, turn it into a positive experience. This comment shows you where his parents are coming from. Rudolph is treated nicely as long as he lets himself. How about doing it this way? Rudolph had something that nobody else had, okay? Rudolph was able to save the day. Rudolph was able to make things better for millions and millions of kids across the planet. But you won't see that in here. You know why? Because it was written and it was put up and approved by someone on the far left. Okay? He says that the story clearly suggests that dysfunctional people are okay for society as long as we can find a way to use or exploit them. Yes, I know. So not true. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Look, if you want to be part of the show, if you want to know when the show's coming up, some of the issues, you know, Facebook and Twitter and all of them, it's almost a waste of time for us to do that kind of thing because we're not getting the message out. But if you want to be involved, if you want to get a text message, and you know you can stop at any time, you just text TRS to 313131. That's TRS to 313131. And, you know, we send it out a couple times a week, let you know the show's coming up, and you take it from there. Stop it anytime you want to. All right. You know, Christmas is coming. A lot of good gifts. One of them is my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can get that at therealside.com, which is where our website is. The other one is a brand new game that's out. You know, we love to bring these games to you because, you know, you want to pull them out when all your lefties, and I know some of you guys on the right, you have lefty friends, take these games out, and you want to just sit down and have a nice game with you. Maybe they'll learn something from it. Maybe they won't. We've got, you know, we've got Rich, you know, Rich, I should ask you how to pronounce your last name, but it's Dan Hackle.
Yeah, Don Hockle.
Don Hockle. There you go. I was close enough.
It's a
right?
tough one.
But you come up with a game called Victimology. That sounds like you're trying to poke the left right in the eye. I don't know about this, man. Tell us about
the game. You know, I mean, it's kind of based on the premise of this whole victimhood mentality that the left has been foisting on society the past decade or so. And it kind of takes their own principles and rules and philosophies and just kind of parodies the whole thing and turns it into one big joke, which is what it already is.
Yeah, you know, and again, so I've got to ask you, I think I told you during the break that we had the, we've had people on that have done this kind of stuff before, the fellow that came up with Trump singles. Where did you come up with the idea? I mean, are you're sitting there, how did you come up with the idea to do this kind of game?
You know, I don't think there was one aha moment. There was a lot of different things sort of floating around in the zeitgeist that gave me the idea. One of the main ones, though, that stands out was an incident that I'd heard about that happened at Yale a couple years ago where some of the students were at a Halloween party on campus, and there were some concerns over cultural appropriation and, you know, some of those other ridiculous things. And one of the professors there sent out an email saying, hey, listen, we're not going to tell you guys what to do. You guys dress how you like. You guys are adults, so act accordingly and police yourselves. And, well, let's just say that the proud students of Yale were not too happy about this. There's actually a YouTube video where they've got the guy cornered and they're screaming bloody murder and crying. And, you know, I think one of them was saying that she needed a safe space. And it just kind of got me thinking. It was insane. It was cringeworthy, but at the same time, it was kind of scary because it was like we completely entered the Twilight Zone.
Oh yeah.
And you know, here's a guy who was saying something completely innocuous, and to be quite frank, it sounded like it was a pretty liberal statement, which is, hey, you guys are free to do what you want. But, you know, they found a way to twist it and turn it into something comparable to Nazi Germany, you know.
Just so, all right, so you get through this and what have you. Now you're sitting there saying, how do I draw attention to this, right? Is that kind of where you're going?
Yeah, sorry, I kind of went off
on a
tangent there. But that's kind of the spirit of the game, is that you go through this card game, and the whole point is to gain victim points. Okay, and you do that by not only virtue signaling about all your...
Wait a minute. You can't do that to me.
Go ahead.
Virtue signaling? What the heck is that?
Virtue signaling. Oh, okay, so it's basically the first page in the liberal playbook, which is you need to show everybody how morally superior you are to them. So you signal your virtue. And, you know, so one of the cards in the game, and this is a good one to draw, is you recently gave $3 to a local homeless man, but more importantly, you tweeted about it for the next 7 days. So that would give you, that card would give you plus 25 points right there.
Oh, God.
That's a grade A example of virtue signaling.
This is great. So you've kind of coined and you've locked, coined in, you've locked in on all those wonderful terminologies that they like to use, on, especially on guys like me. I think I told you, or I think you heard that the title of my book is Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, and I always say the same thing. It's all the labels that they gave me. It's all the labels they give. I didn't give myself those labels. They did. And they hate it. They hate the labels that they gave me.
That's such a great point, and I think that that's the best way to fight against all this, all the PC police and all the craziness is, hey, use their own rules and their own, the stuff that they're dishing out, use that against them. Yeah, I am an angry, you know, cis white male.
Yeah.
and they just go nuts over it, which I don't think there's anything I love more, than, twerking off a SJW
and
snowflake melt.
And And I don't understand why they would be upset about it, because, again, these are the terms and the names and the things that they want to use, that they ask to use. So, but it is
insane. But I mean,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Finish your thought. I was going to say their whole principle, the whole way that they go about life is just it's based off just hypocrisy after hypocrisy, and you know, it's okay to call white people evil and say that we are the white people are the main terror threat against America. But if you dare say that it's a Muslim or anything like that, you're raked over the coals for it.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, and I love doing it here. And I know it makes their blood boil. I've got trolls that write about it afterward. Now, the only thing I'd have to question here. Now, you say it's a right-leaning game. However, in the beginning of the game, you have to determine your gender and ethnicity. I can actually choose my own ethnicity as well? My God, I'm loving this.
You cannot. No, you cannot. It's all by the roll of a dice. It's just like in real life. So there's two dice. There's two ethnicity dice and one gender dice. You know, and the gender dice has male and female. And there's six different ethnicities that you can have. And the two dice kind of add up. There's a whole algorithm that goes into factoring your score. But it's been pretty, it's raised a lot of eyebrows. And I actually had one guy at Politicon throw a punch at me because he was so offended by the racial stereotypes. Now, I'll have you know, this was probably the whitest guy I've ever seen, and I'm pretty white myself, but this guy who, you know, had no business being offended, you know, charged the tables, was throwing punches. They actually had to call security in to drag him off of me.
Yeah, I'm familiar with those guys. All right, so we're finishing up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bucci, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Tell your friends to tune in. We're going to talk more about the new game called Victimhood. You really got to get a copy of this game. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump in Argentina for the G20 summit. He will meet with leaders from around the world. However, Trump tweeting he's decided to cancel his meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin due to the tension between Russia and Ukraine. Now, as for President Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, and his involvement with the Russians and his guilty plea,
I have no dealings with Russia. I have no deals in Russia. I have no deals that could happen in Russia because we've stayed away.
Now, the president goes on to tell reporters that his company's efforts to build Trump Tower in Russia never happened.
Everybody knew about it. It was written about in newspapers. It was a well-known project. It was during the early part of 16, and I guess even before that.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 27 points, the NASDAQ down 18, and the S&P 500 down 6. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game,
I got a knife.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American.
We are back. That's right, American made it the way you need to go. You know, I've been selling this forever. One of the flags that we carry, as I always say, is American made. Why would you buy an American flag made in China? Why would you do? Shame on you. Why would you do that? American flags need to be handmade here in this country by, you know, U.S. workers making it on U.S. soil. It's just a little thing I have. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get right back to my guest. Rich Donhackle, he is the, you're actually the inventor of this thing, right? I mean, you created this game called Victimology.
Yes. Yes, all right. I did.
Good. And you can find it at victimology.com, and don't go there yet, though, because you have to hear the rest of this. Anyway, you were at Politicon. What?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, no.
I was going to say, they can go there right now. I'll continue to keep talking, but please go to the website.
Type it in, and don't hit enter till after the interview. Just type in and get it ready to go.
That's
okay?
Right.
But here's the thing. You went to Politicon. I've been to Politicon. This was the first year I hadn't gone in a while because I can't stand it. It's put out there as kind of an open session for both sides, and you know they want everybody coming. But really, seriously, now I don't know how many times you've been there, but it is truly it's the left coast lefties convention. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, you start fighting from the minute you walk in there, really. But you went there.
Nuts.
Yeah, you went there, and a white guy was actually upset that they perceived your game as being racist or such.
Yeah, it was crazy. I had a booth there, I was telling you on the break about 90% of the people actually love the game. actually charged the booth and started throwing punches at me. They had to call security in to drag him off, and it was a big ordeal, but it was pretty eye-opening to see the lengths that these guys will go through.
I want to get one of those, those little hand signs that people have. I want to have one that says, "What happened to love Trump's hate?" So every time they get nasty like that, you just hold up the sign and say, "What happened to love Trump's hate, buddy?" Take it, right? You don't see that at any of these events, do you?
No, not at all. I mean, I was getting a lot of love from, like I said, the majority of the people there. But the ones who, you're right, the ones who tout this love Trump's hate thing, they seem to be the most hateful of all. I've never seen rage like that directed towards me. And it was all over nothing, too,
Right. They have no funny bone, a semblance of funny bone, or even where it looks like a funny bone used to exist in their body. Now, I love you got a little thing on your website that says not featured on CNN, BuzzFeed, The Washington Post, and so on. So I think it's a great advertising piece. That's really cool.
That's a personal guarantee to my fans that we will never have product placement on those sites.
Oh. I guarantee you they'll never talk about you either. So give us an overview real quick. How is the game played? How many people can you have on there? And if you bring a lib in, is there any kind of medication that you have to have handy for them in case they go into convulsions?
I think you might need some elephant tranquilizer for that. But the game is played with 2 to 8 players. And it's sort of in the vein of Cards Against Humanity. It's a great party game. Me and my friends have gotten together and, sharing a nice cold beer over it, and there's a ton of laughs. But the game lasts about 15 minutes each round, and it's your typical kind of go clockwise in circles. Each person draws a card, plays a card, and first person to 100 victim points wins.
God. Oh, definitely, definitely. You know what? Wouldn't you love to see? I would pay to see a group of liberals sitting around playing the game. Wouldn't you love to see the look on their face with some of the answers they come up with and what have you? Wouldn't it be great?
I would pay all the money that I have. I think their heads would explode. I don't think they would have a look on their face because there wouldn't be one.
Their eyes would be stuck wide open. So I'm sure at this point, with the way sales are happening, that Milton Bradley and Hasbro are beating your door down to take over this game, right?
I had some initial interest, and, I won't say from which company, but it was one of those big ones, one of the two that you mentioned, and they backed out due to, social pressure. They were saying they were getting a lot of flack from the, the higher-ups, saying that, this is unacceptable, that can't be. I've tried to get in into Target, into Walmart, and they've all told me, hey, listen, we think this game is hilarious, but, there's a crowd out there that's really going to, tear down our doors if we feature it. So right now it's strictly being sold online at victimology.com.
Oh, God. I love this kind of stuff. I think, have you tried to get, and I'm just asking, I'm not criticizing, have you tried to get it on, like, Amazon? Okay, is it on Amazon, too?
Actually, it is on Amazon, yeah.
All right.
They've actually been very supportive through the whole process.
Wow, they must be making good money off it, because I know I have friends that can't get stuff like this on Amazon. So it's always hilarious.
I told them the idea, and they heard cash register sounds in their heads. Yeah. So,
well, you know what? The perfect example of capitalism, right? Really funny that the people that are really all against this kind of stuff, when it comes to making money, all of a sudden it's kind of like, well, maybe we could carry that product. It's okay. And good for you for taking advantage of capitalism, the free market in America, the ability to be an entrepreneur. Because you could have done that, I'm sure you could have done the same thing in Iran or, Afghanistan or, I don't know, whatever.
Kazakhstan, right?
Yeah, there you go. They would welcome this, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's Borat's home country. But that's what makes America great. I mean, it really is. It sounds like a trope, but you're free. You're free to do whatever you want, and you can talk about privilege and all that stuff. And quite frankly, I think that's dangerous to teach people that truth is that America is the freest country and offers more protection, freedom, and equality to its citizens than any other civilization throughout history. So, you know, I think that this is the perfect place and platform to start your own business.
Yeah, what they're afraid of is that they're going to see this thing is going to become successful, or it is successful, and then all of a sudden, capitalism does work. It does put a few bucks in your pocket. You know,
isn't that a funny notion?
You can actually pay a bill. You can actually be. You might even. Here's a novel idea. You might even be in a position where you don't have to ask the government to feed some people who need help. You might be able to actually go buy them food and not have the government have to do that, right?
You know, I'd go so far as to say if Alexia Cornelius Marquez had invested in this game, she might not need a handout to pay for her D.C. condo.
God. Oh, yeah, she couldn't play it. There's no way she could play this game. You have to have an IQ of at least 3, right?
I think so. 3, maybe 5. But, yeah.
Well.
I tell you, every time I see a picture of her, it looks like she's going to bite my head off. I don't judge people by their looks, but she's got these teeth that, I would not want to date her. Let's just leave it at that.
I'm going to get in so much trouble for saying this, but can you imagine being her boyfriend?
And oh, my God.
Anything wrong? Anything she doesn't agree with?
Oh, my God. Where were you at all night? Tell me, you know.
God.
I could absolutely see her just going nuts every single night.
God. God bless America. All right, listen. Hey, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me, and good luck with it. We'll check back with you in a few weeks. I'd love to see how you're doing with it.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me on. It's been an honor.
All right, thank you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, it's America, people. It's the U.S. of A. I'm telling you, you come up with something decent, you can make a few bucks. We'll be back in a few minutes. Got a lot more I want to talk about.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I really do. You know, yeah, I watch some of your comments. You help drive the comments. You pick up things I miss. You know, and I really do appreciate it. All right, so according to Fox News Insider, I don't know why they make it an insider, because, you know, well-known, Christian artists could face jail time in Arizona for refusing a service to same-sex couples. Now, the two Christian artists who could face jail time because of an Arizona anti-discrimination ordinance that would punish them for refusing service for a same-sex wedding. We're back at it again. See, this is what I mean where they don't care. They don't care about wasting your tax dollars. They don't care about any of this. The Supreme Court's already ruled this is under, I don't know, artistic license, right? The First Amendment and artistic license. They're not even looking at this from a religious standpoint. Brianna Kosky and Joanna Duca of Brush and Nib Studios are challenging the new law, which stipulates they could face severe punishment for not creating artwork for same-sex weddings. Their attorney, Kristen Wagner, said they could be sentenced to 6 months in jail for every day they break the new law, plus there's penalties and fees. Now, Americans shouldn't have to be shouldn't wait to be thrown in jail before they can challenge an unjust law, said Wagoner. And she noted that the women are preemptively challenging a law to avoid breaking it in the future. Duca said that she and Kosky want to create a consistent with who we are and who we've decided and who we are. That's why we decided to bring the case. Now, Wagoner said that the two do not want to be banished from the marketplace because they don't share the government's view. Eric Frazier, lawyer representing Phoenix, said the women want the court system to give them a blank check to refuse service to same-sex couples. But that's not it at all. Again, let them fight this. They're wasting taxpayer dollars. Again, the Supreme Court, why don't we take the attitude of the left? The Supreme Court's already come down and said, this is fine to refuse. These are artistic, or artists, if you would. And under that, First Amendment, it's okay. So if the Supreme Court's already ruled, wouldn't that be considered? I'm just asking because wouldn't that be considered settled law? That's what they always tell me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love this one because I think this should scare the crud out of the Democrats. And I think he should stop talking about it, and I think he should just do it. In a wide-ranging exclusive interview with the Post, President Trump said Wednesday that if the House Democrats launch probes into his administration, which he called presidential harassment, they'd pay a heavy price for it. If they go down the presidential harassment track, if they want to go and harass the president and the administration, he said, I don't think it would be the best thing for them. I'm a counterpuncher. I'll hit them back. I'll hit them so hard they'll never know what hit them. I know sometimes he goes on and on, but I love it because nobody's ever talked to these guys like this. The commander-in-chief said he could declassify FISA warrant applications and other documents from Robert Mueller's probe, and he predicted a disclosure would expose the FBI, the Justice Department, and the Clinton campaign as being cahoots to set him up. Then don't wait. Mr. President, don't wait. Do it, and do it now. Don't wait for this. Don't let them amass so much crap around you. See, the problem here is that they have kept you hopping, they have kept you jumping, they have kept you on the defensive, whether you want to hear it or not. Right? It's time to do it to them. It's time to have them jumping around. It's time to have them petrified of what you're going to come up with next. They should be afraid of every minute that you're awake at this point in time. Trump told the Post that he wanted to save the documents until they're actually needed. He says, it's much more powerful if I do it then, Trump said, because if we had done it already, it would already be yesterday's news. Trump revealed his playbook just as the Democrats are set to take over the House. They're poised to investigate his potential business conflicts of interest, tax returns, Russian dealings, and so much more. Because, let's not work again, as I've said. Let's not work at keeping the, unemployment rate low, the economy pushing forward. I mean, let's not work at any of that stuff. With the GOP losing power in January, its congressional investigation into alleged Department of Justice misconducts is launching the Russian probe. It's expected to fizzle away. That's right. The Dems aren't going to do anything with it. In September, a group of Trump allies in the House, led by Republican Lee Zeldin of New York, called on Trump to declassify scores of Justice Department documents. I think he should. Just do it and get it over with. The documents include justice officials' requests to surveil Trump campaign advisor Carter Page and memos on DOJ official Bruce Orr. All of those should be declassified. Really. I mean, the interactions with Christopher Steele, right? Trump's initially agreed to declassify the documents, including the text messages sent by former FBI officials James Comey, Andrew McCabe, as well as Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Orr. Now, I keep asking myself, why did he just do it? What would keep him from doing this? Unless he really thought it was going to do damage, I don't know, to a particular person, to somebody who actually brought this forward inside the department. So he reversed course. He wanted to review them further to make sure that it didn't hurt any of the U.S. allies. And then Wednesday, Trump added, through his Laura Emmett Flood, then, you know, he's going to wait because he thinks it's better political strategy. Now, you know what he just did there, right? All those Dems that were, we got him. Now they're going to sit back and go, maybe we don't got him. Maybe there's enough in that paperwork to really show how bad it is, to really show what's going on. Now, we could take that and also look at something happening in parallel, which is maybe all this other stuff that Mueller's doing is to keep him, or keep him, keep President Trump, I don't know, unbalanced, right? Keep him up on his toes and not be able to reach those yet, having to answer to what Mueller wants. The president also punched back on a notion that all the Justice Department documents should eventually be released for the sake of transparency. Some things maybe the public shouldn't see because they're so bad. He said, making clear it wasn't damaging to him, but to others. Maybe it's better that the public not see what's been going on with this country. No. No, I think you should show it all. I think you should show it all. I don't think you should wait. You know what? I mean, keep them jumping. Keep them hopping. Keep them explaining why they did what they did. Why they let it go so far. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're with me and paying attention and being part of. Now I'm going to do that next hour. Really, I've got so much stuff I want to go through. You guys heard that the new, I guess the reboot is what they call these things now. We used to call them remakes. You know, when something's dead, you should leave it in the ground. Anti-Trump Murphy Brown reboot canceled. Didn't even make it through the season, technically. CBS is cutting bait with its rebooted President Trump-bashing sitcom Murphy Brown, announcing it'll not renew the show after its first 13 episodes. The Candace Bergen-fronted comedy came back with much fanfare as a full-throttle attack on President... See, they don't realize it. People, we're not interested. Good, bad, or indifferent, they're not interested in constant bashing of Trump 24-7. They got very little ratings on the show. They even had Hillary Clinton on the show. If anybody could turn it around, she could, couldn't she? CBS claims that Murphy Brown was always going to be a closed-ended order of 13 episodes. Right. But the show had disappointing ratings from its debut right in the beginning. Other more successful sitcoms are earning over 7 million viewers. Murphy Brown has underperformed with only 6. Right? Only, I guess it's a 0.9 in the key 18 to 49 viewer demographics where they want a bigger number. Murphy Brown's not alone. Potentially facing the axe, comedian Damon Wayans Jr.'s fresh sitcom Happy Together. It's done. Despite stories in several entertainment news sources, series creator Diane English insisted that Murphy Brown has not been canceled and that the limited... How come this is the first time we've heard that it was a limited distribution? I guess they forgot. That was it. Their press agent didn't put it out there, apparently. You ever notice that they don't do anything wrong? Right? Oh, no. She didn't... Hillary didn't lose. She actually won. She won the popular vote, so therefore she actually did win. And if it wasn't for that pesky constitution, she'd be president today. There's only one problem with that. And thank you, Jesus. She's not! I'm Joe Bucini, your host. This is The Real Site. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Really, seriously, go heat up your coffee. Don't go far. God bless. We'll be right back.